small businesses in rural areas and or owned by people of color are getting details of new financial support from the government. I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration has now released details of how it'll get COVID relief money to small businesses in disadvantaged communities this winter. It's money drawn from the nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package signed last year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here now.
So this is a $10 billion program. It's called the State Small Business Credit Initiative. It's meant to funnel loans to businesses owned by people of color, Native Americans, and veterans. The money is also supposed to help businesses in rural areas. $1.5 billion is being set aside for small businesses owned by socially and economically disadvantaged people. More than $600 million has been set aside for Native Americans.
How does this money get dispersed?
Well, states and tribes will design their own programs under rules set by the Treasury Department. The money can be used for loans or as venture capital, seed money for businesses. Treasury is also hoping the program will encourage private lenders to make more loans to diverse or rural business owners.
Now, better known were the PPP pandemic loans to keep people on business payrolls during pandemic, but this money's different.
Yeah, businesses in areas with more diverse populations got fewer of those PPP loans, David. And this is according to a study from the Cleveland Fed. It says firms owned by people of color had weaker ties to the banking system, which carried out the application process for those PPP loans.
I see. Nancy, thank you. There are new tax rules for anyone who collects business payments or tips through apps like Venmo, PayPal, or Zelle. Now that it's the 2022 tax year, the IRS is requiring digital payment platforms to report business transactions that total more than $600 a year. The number used to be $20,000. New tax rules tend to prompt changes in behavior. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that.
As people moved their work online during the pandemic, payments moved online too. Think about all the fitness instructors who led Zoom workouts from their living rooms. Plus, the pandemic has inspired, or forced, more people to work a side hustle or work for themselves. The Bureau of Labor Statistics expects the number of self-employed workers to continue growing and grow faster than the rate projected for job growth overall. And the IRS doesn't want to miss out on those earnings. Caroline Bruckner is managing director of the COGOD Tax Policy Center at American University.
Nobody likes to pay taxes. And this is one way that people are going to realize that they may have to report income that they had forgotten about.
PayPal, which also owns Venmo, will track transactions and send business owners tax forms. The platforms also have features that allow customers paying for goods or services to tag payments as business transactions. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Versus tagging the payments as exchanges between friends and family. Let's do the numbers. The interest rate benchmark we follow, the yield on the government's 10-year note, is up again today, 1.78% this morning, with inflation and the central bank on a path toward raising its rates the month after next. The Dow future up slightly now, 10 points. S&P futures down 0.1%. The NASDAQ future down 0.3%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
As COVID cases surge, staffing at hospitals is down, reaching a six-month low in December, according to the latest jobs numbers. Hospitals were running short on nurses even before the pandemic, often turning to what are called traveling nurses to fill the gaps. Now pay for itinerant medical people is skyrocketing in comparison to staff nurses who then question why they are staying, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
As a traveling nurse who works in intensive care units, Miriam Smith has seen some of the worst of the pandemic in ICUs from New York down to Florida.
Those are intense assignments. You have an N95 on for 12 hours a day. You're dealing with death. It's a lot of work.
But it pays well. She says it's often $3,000 to $4,000 a week.
The surge in what they're paying us is, I want to say, about three times higher from 2018 when I started travel nursing.
Smith says she's seen some rates as high as $9,000 to $10,000 a week. Rebecca Given is co-director of the Center for Work and Health at Rutgers.
Hospitals are in a bit of a war with each other because there's such an extreme staff shortage.
At the same time, staff nurses are making significantly less.
Nurses can always make more by quitting their jobs and becoming travel nurses. And the more nurses that quit, the harder the jobs are for the long-term employees.
Nurse Shelby Thomason in Minnesota doesn't want to be on the road all the time and sees the value of knowing the ins and outs of the clinic where she works.
You know, the number two respiratory therapy and the number for the charge nurse on the unit next door. You just have those phone numbers memorized because that's a big part of your job.
But she's often curious about what she could be making. She found one of her old shifts posted on a site that recruits traveling nurses.
No overtime, 36 hours a week, my exact same shift for $4,800.
When she was doing it, it was more like $1,200 a week.
When you're working next to somebody that's making quite that much more than you and you're doing the exact same job, it feels a little bit dystopic.
Her problem isn't with the other nurses making the high rates, but with hospitals, she says, don't staff properly in the first place. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
And there's word banking giant Citigroup will start firing employees who don't get vaccinated or get an approved exemption. The notices could go out starting the 31st of January this month. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.